Did you know that most vitamin D3 supplements come from sheep's wool? I'm Kat, founder of Ritual. We're making traceability the new standard for the supplement industry. When I was pregnant, I couldn't find a multivitamin I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested, and clean label project certified. Oh, and our vitamin D3? It comes from sustainably harvested lichen from England, not sheep. Trace for yourself with 25% off at ritual.com/podcast. Have you heard about the 2018 study that showed half of prenatal vitamins tested had unacceptable levels of heavy metals? No? Well, now you have. I'm Kat, mother of three and founder of Ritual, the company making traceability the new standard in the supplement industry. I remember staring at my prenatal vitamins and finding all these things I was trying to avoid. High amounts of heavy metals, synthetic colorants, and unnecessary ingredients. So, at 4 months pregnant, I quit my job and started Ritual because I believe that all women deserve to know what they're putting in their bodies and why. I'm so proud of our prenatal vitamin. The ingredients are 100% traceable. It's third-party tested for microbes and heavy metals and recently received the Purity Award from the Clean Label Project. You see, we trace like a mother because, let's be honest, no one cares quite like a mother. But don't just take my word for it. Trace for yourself with 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.
What's up, everyone, and welcome back to the Epstein Chronicles. When I talk about corruption surrounding Jeffrey Epstein, his prosecution or lack of prosecution, and his criminal enterprise, it's not like I'm just pulling this shit right out of the air. All you have to do is take the time to do the deep dive, and all of the information is right there for you. It wasn't just the federal government who failed these survivors. It was also several different local governments. We've talked a lot about Florida. We've talked a lot about Balderas over in New Mexico. But New York and the state prosecutors most assuredly failed these survivors as well. In fact, I would take it a step further and say in New York, it's even more of a transgression, considering this was happening right under their noses. You mean to tell me they weren't getting any whispers about what Jeffrey Epstein was up to in their office? I know that's a damn lie, because the survivors themselves were telling them about what Epstein was up to. So they really have no leg to stand on here, acting like they didn't know who Epstein was or what he was. They most certainly did. And the truth of the matter is, they just didn't care. Because if they really wanted to go after him, if they really wanted to get Jeffrey Epstein, as we've established in the previous articles, the prosecution agreement in Florida, it meant nothing in New York. They did not want to go after him. And we can debate the reasoning why they didn't want to go after him. I obviously have my own opinions, and I'm sure a lot of other people out there have their own opinions. But for me, it seems to be very simple. The idea of exposing all of this is the last thing the authorities wanted to do. So, why go after it with the gusto that they should? Instead, they'll give you some low-hanging fruit. Maxwell will get arrested. Jeffrey Epstein got arrested, but that was going to be the end of it, right? We're never going to hear anything else about what went on, at least not in the Maxwell trial. If Epstein would have stood trial, I think we would have got a lot more about the inner workings of the machine, perhaps. But with Maxwell, I don't think the juice was worth the squeeze for the government or her, and the government knew that they had to give a hunk of meat to the people. At this point, they had no other choice. But for all of these years, Jeffrey Epstein and his associates were protected, and they used the precedent of that stupid-ass non-prosecution agreement as the basis of that protection. I've said that was ridiculous from Jump Street, and I'll continue to say that. Do you really think if it was a mafioso who was living in New York and, you know, had a non-prosecution agreement in Florida, that that would stop the government from going after him in New York? Of course it wouldn't. But that mafioso doesn't have the same government ties that Maxwell and Epstein does, or did, so he can't rock the boat as much, so let's go after him. And unfortunately, that's just the way I see it. Maybe I'm being cynical. But the federal government and these local governments, their behavior has led me down this path. I didn't just wake up one morning and say, you know what? Everybody screwed up here. Article after article, report after report, cataloging all of the screw-ups here, all of the irregularities here. And we're just going to chalk it all up to coincidence? Well, we're not going to do that here on this podcast. We'll save that for other people. Today we have an article from Vox. Headline, "The State of New York Protected Jeffrey Epstein, Not His Survivors." A Manhattan prosecutor asked for Epstein to receive the lowest level sex offender status. And Epstein never checked in with New York City police as required by law. Now, remember the Kalief Browder story, okay? Kalief Browder, 16 years old, gets arrested for allegedly stealing someone's backpack that he said he never stole. And this kid ends up sitting on Rikers Island for, 900 days or something? Meanwhile, Jeffrey Epstein is running a human trafficking ring, molesting girls, raping girls, being involved in money laundering, being involved in election finance rigging, you name it. And he doesn't even have to check in with the police. Yeah, there's equitable justice. This article was authored by Jane Costin. Secretary of Labor Alexander Acosta has faced criticism for making a sweetheart deal with convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein that cut a serious prison sentence on sex trafficking charges down to just 13 months in a private wing of a Palm Beach jail. You know, Palm Beach is a shithole, folks. Breaking news if you didn't know that, Palm Beach is a shithole. And it's filled with a bunch of undesirable characters. But he is not the only criminal justice official who failed Epstein survivors. Acosta held a press conference in Washington Wednesday, aiming to defend himself from critics such as House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, who has called on him to resign over his role in creating the deal. You know, it's funny. Nancy Pelosi had a lot to say when she wanted Acosta to resign. It was a big deal then, right? So it's not a big deal anymore? Where's Nancy Pelosi? Coming out and defending these girls, defending these survivors, and demanding justice. He claimed it was the best outcome available at the time because juries were less sensitive to accusations of sexual assault in a pre-Me Too era, and also blamed local law enforcement officials. Well, the pre-Me Too era stuff, I don't buy that, okay? If you're a disgusting sick predator, you were getting nailed as a disgusting sick predator. This wasn't a case of he said, she said. This was a case of evidence a mountain high as Mount Everest. And it was federal officials that didn't want to do anything. They didn't have the willpower to do it. Not that they didn't have the capability. They didn't have the willpower. And to blame it on potential jurors is absolute garbaggio. But local officials, particularly those in New York, do in fact have serious questions to answer about the handling of Epstein's case. A New York prosecutor tried to keep Epstein from being registered as a high-level sex offender, and the NYPD looked the other way when he didn't show up to court-mandated check-ins required by his sex offender status, and did so for 8 years. And then you wonder why there was no chain of custody with any of the evidence. You see what I mean, folks? This is all a big-ass joke to them. Meanwhile, this shit has real-life consequences for people. Marginalized people who have been forgotten about, who have been pushed to the side, and who have been trampled over year after year, day after day, by shitty-ass prosecutors, elected officials, and do-nothing lawmen. The story of Jeffrey Epstein isn't about Donald Trump or Bill Clinton. It's the story of a wealthy serial sexual predator who got away with his crimes for decades with the assistance of a bipartisan cadre of powerful allies, including the offices that are supposed to prosecute such crimes. Folks, I don't know how many times I have to slam this one home. One thing that we should all be aligned on is getting rid of Jeffrey Epstein and his shitty criminal enterprise. Because both sides of the aisle were providing him support, both sides of the aisle were getting money from him, and both sides of the aisle were rubbing shoulders with him. And both sides of the aisle had ample chances to take him down, and neither of them did. So don't come at me with any bullshit, okay? The proof is in the pudding. And the gaslighting, the, you know, the whataboutisms, that shit dies on arrival on this podcast. I have no time for it and no patience for it. Take that whataboutism and shove it. Because guess what? The whole entire political class, which there never should have been a political class, by the way, is corrupt from the top down. And the people that get out there and they're all fired up about reelecting these incumbents who haven't made our lives better and in fact have just made them worse, I'll never understand it. And I will never, let me be very clear, I will never be bullied into voting for one side or the other because, oh, you have to defend democracy. What sort of BS tagline is that? Defend democracy. Defend it from who? Can I get a full-on accounting of who I'm defending democracy from? Because to me, it looks like democracy is being eroded from the top down.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here.
We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
The Manhattan District Attorney's Office tried to help Jeffrey Epstein based on a mistaken interpretation. In 2011, a prosecutor from the Manhattan's District Attorney's Office made an extraordinary argument before the Manhattan Supreme Court during a hearing over Epstein, who had pleaded guilty to charges in Florida of procuring a person under 18 for prostitution and felony solicitation of prostitution in 2008. Again, you cannot be a child and be a prostitute. Children can't consent. As reported by the New York Times, the prosecutor, Jennifer Gaffney, asked a judge to reduce Mr. Epstein's sex offender status to the lowest possible classification, which would have limited the personal information available to the public and would have kept him from being listed on a registry of sex offenders for life. Now, why would Jennifer Gaffney argue for that? Anyone have any quality reason why a prosecutor would be trying to argue in favor of that? Unless, of course, that prosecutor or their office has ulterior motives. Justice Ruth Pickholtz denied the request and expressed incredulity that the district attorney's office would argue in support of a man accused of sexually molesting dozens of teenage girls in Florida. So why would the New York prosecutor's office argue in favor of this? And let's remember, this is the same office that showed a whole bunch of love to guys like Harvey Weinstein. I have to tell you, I'm a little overwhelmed because I have never seen a prosecutor's office do anything like this, the judge told Ms. Gaffney. So once again, folks, look, I'm not just pulling shit out of the air, right? I'm not just making up reasons to be mad about the behavior of the SDNY or the New York prosecutor's office. There are legitimate criticisms here that need to be on display. But your fourth estate, the legacy media, has failed you once again and instead would rather set this up so that you're all fighting with each other, even over Jeffrey Epstein's crimes. That's their goal. Have all of us fighting with each other so we're not focused on the overall picture. And I'll tell you what, I am not falling for it. This effort was not just surprising. It directly contradicted the New York Board of Examiners of Sex Offenders Evaluation of Epstein, whom the board viewed as a high-risk sex offender for his actions in Florida. Manhattan's district attorney, Cyrus Vance, said later that the request to lower Epstein's sex offender status was a mistake, saying in a briefing that summer, In reaching that conclusion, the people apparently relied on a combination of a mistaken interpretation of the governing legal standards and certain secondhand information about the Florida case. Such bullshit. What happened was he got caught with his hand in the cookie jar, Cyrus Vance, and then he had to make an excuse about it. Disgusting all the way around. And you would think, again, all the time it takes for all of these people with these stupid-ass conspiracy theory articles trying to paint people with brushes, you would think if they put some time into it and really looked at what was going on, they'd understand that this wasn't a conspiracy theory, that this was a criminal conspiracy. In fact, Vance's office was under investigation last year by the state of New York for his decision not to prosecute Harvey Weinstein on allegations of sexual misconduct, despite recordings of Weinstein admitting to groping a woman. Before that inquiry was paused. And in 2012, Vance dropped an investigation into Ivanka and Donald Trump Jr. for allegedly misleading condo buyers, reportedly after receiving a visit from Donald Trump's personal attorney, Mark Kasowitz. Look, we all know that Donald Trump had his hands deeply, deeply in the real estate market. And we all know about the corruption in the real estate market. That's why when everybody was so gung-ho on going after Donald Trump as president, I said, you guys are missing the mark going the Russia route. There's nothing there. What you should be doing is going after the financials that have to do with all of the developments. Because if you really want to catch a billionaire and you want to make it stick, you'll go after financial crimes. That's the only way to get these people, folks. Haven't you been paying attention? Nothing else sticks. Only financial crimes. As a sex offender, Epstein was supposed to check in with the NYPD, but he didn't. According to the New York State Department of Criminal Justice Services, registered sex offenders have several basic obligations, including report annually where they live by signing and returning an annual verification form to DCJS within 10 days after receiving it. Notify DCJS in writing of a new address no later than 10 days after moving. Report in person to a local agency to have a current photograph taken every 3 years, level 1 and 2 offenders, or every year, level 3 offenders. Notify DCJS in writing of any institution of higher education they are attending, enrolled, living, or employed. Any change in status must be reported to DCJS no later than 10 days after the change. Provide in writing internet service providers, internet screen names, and email accounts. Level 3 offenders and offenders with the sexual predator designation must personally verify their addresses every 90 days with law enforcement. Law enforcement may, at that time, photograph Level 3 offenders if that offender's appearance has changed. But Epstein, a Level 3 registered sex offender, didn't fulfill his obligation under these rules, something that would result in normal offenders being sent to prison. For example, he was supposed to register his address in person every 90 days beginning in 2011, meaning that he should have reported his address in person 34 times. He never did. So again, is the problem out here people bringing this shit up? Or is the problem that this all happened and nobody wants to really report on it? A report by the New York Post found that Epstein never checked in with the NYPD and never verified his address as the law stipulates. At the very least, his team certainly knew about this requirement. At the same hearing where a Manhattan prosecutor attempted to get Epstein a sex offender status lowered, Judge Pickholt said point blank that Epstein would need to register in person with law enforcement every 90 days. The NYPD cop assigned to monitor Epstein has repeatedly complained to Vance's sex crimes unit that Epstein wasn't in compliance, according to a source familiar with the matter. But prosecutors told the cop to merely send Epstein a letter reminding him of his reporting requirement. Now, would that happen for anybody else? And it just, again, shines a spotlight that the rank and file, for the most part, want to do the right thing, meaning the police, meaning the FBI. But their bosses are the problem, guys like Cyrus Vance, and these unelected bureaucrats that get in the way. Instead of registering every 90 days as a level 3 sex offender, Epstein attended movie premieres and hosted dinner parties for the rich and famous, all the while, allegedly, building a home treasure trove of pornographic material featuring very young women with CDs bearing handwritten labels like Miscellaneous Nudes 1 and Girl Picks Nudes. and the entities tasked with protecting the public from Epstein did nothing. So that's Vox saying it, not Fox News. This isn't, you know, coming from Breitbart or good old Tucker Carlson. This is a problem, folks, and it needs to be addressed. This is the real problem. You want to talk about issues, you want to talk about Jeffrey Epstein. The real problem is that we were failed at every step of the way by the federal government, by state governments, and by local governments. And none of them have been forced to take accountability for what has happened. Each and every time, their behavior has been glossed over by the court, has been glossed over by a prosecutor, and it's all been good. Well, guess what? Nothing about this case is good, and everything about it is garbage. And the way it was prosecuted has been garbage since day one, and it still hasn't changed. So if you're wondering why I'm so critical of all of the bodies who were involved in this, meaning at the top of the food chain, here's another example to why. If you'd like to contact me, you can do that at bobbycappucci@protonmail.com. That's BOBBYCAPUCCI at protonmail.com. You can also find me on Twitter at BOBBY_CAPUCCI. The link that I discussed can be found in the description box.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here.
We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.